All right, time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Well, Shirley, I'll tell you one thing. The numbers is in, and that seems like everybody wanted football to be back because they didn't miss a soul, man. The NFL returned to higher-than-expected ratings last Thursday night's kickoff game between Tampa Bay and the Dallas Cowboys attracted more than 26 million viewers. The audience was the biggest for a TV program since February's Super Bowl.
Wow.
Now, this is really what's tripped out. NBC has sold all but five commercial slots for the Super Bowl already.
Already?
All but five. Okay, advertising agencies are in the bidding war to buy time. Sponsors are paying as much as $6.5 million.
For 60 seconds?
For 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Wow.
It ain't but five slots left.
How many commercials is in the Super Bowl?
Oh, man, I can't tell you how many commercials in the Super Bowl, man.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of commercials.
In one break, you might get 10.
Yeah, you could get, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a, God, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of paper.
And ain't but five slots left.
He said, God, that's a lot of money.
I'll give you another one. Between the Cleveland Browns and the Chiefs, CBS charged $700,000 per 30 seconds.
First game.
So they like they don't know who be playing. You put Patrick Mahomes, you got Baker Mayfield. And Baker Mayfield, how many commercials do he have? He kill it.
But whoever writing these commercials, they need a new writer.
Yeah.
The writing band?
No, man. He's good, but the writing sucks.
Yeah. He make
Junior's
it work.
The writer.
They don't know how to make a punchline on them commercials. Mm-mm. They need to hire a punch-up writer. Mm-hmm. They need to get rid of this advertising firm. And they need, like on TV, they need a punch-up artist. Right. They need somebody to write their taglines. Because, man, these
great
jokes
concept.
That they write, these jokes they write, horrible. He ain't got one commercial that's funny. And it's a joke in every last one.
Every last one of them. He at home in a stadium. That's
he live in a stadium.
He live in
that's
a stadium.
That's where Kanye got that from. Go ahead.
That's what Kanye
got. That's
what Kanye got.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going ahead and live Soldier Field.
Yeah, that's exactly what yeah.
He's down in Atlanta now. Right. Soldier Field. Yeah, that's probably what Kanye got. Mm-hmm. So, you know, mm-hmm. Super Bowl 56, man, it's coming February 13th, 2022, SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. Oh, you been in that stadium, though?
SoFi?
Yeah.
I was in it last year for the NFL Honors. They haven't played a game in it yet.
It's nice.
It's mm-hmm. nice.
Oh,
it's right down
junkie.
The street from my house.
Really?
Oh, that thing is flat out gorgeous, man. The screen that's in the middle of that thing right there,
mm-hmm.
I think somebody told, I don't want to repeat this because I might have a number wrong.
But what?
It was a huge number.
For the screen?
Ungodly number. If
is
you
it
had
like the
that
biggest
money,
screen ever?
Yeah. If you had that money, you could retire.
Man.
Oh wow. Well, wow.
If I had that money that they spent on that screen, I could quit.
All right. Thank you, Junior. Coming up at the top of the hour, Tiffany Haddish seems to think that marriage is a business. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.